This Emes Neina Shlomo, so we said last week, the Dinim Ha'oilim Givem Al Tiltul Begufoy to push Mukta. The Mishneh Brura Zok Yolartu is no Indian. So the Lekeps Achoynes Maneinu. So the Mishneh Brura Zok Yolartu Zaman Halt. The Mishneh Brura Halt Yolartu push Mukta with your body. Sei le tzarich ha-mukta, sei nein le tzarich ha-mukta. You're allowed to push it. In the arm and hold. In the back of the hands. Every kil achar yad, the mai says, no inyan, not to push mukta. So the chazanish zog, as mitonish, the heter fun begufoi, is only bedarach shchive, is nishtoaz ba heter, to push mukta with your foot. Mai is not given a machlekes. Mishnebrua holds, there is a heter to push mukta with your foot. And the chazanish holds, there is no heter to push mukta with your foot. This was one halacha we said. Then the other halacha was given that if you're not pushing the mukta with your foot, we pass like the Mishneh Brura, you're allowed to push the mukta with your foot. But if the mashal you have mukta on a plate, that is tiltul min atzad. So to shake the plate, you're allowed to shake the plate. It doesn't make a difference the reason, why, and what. You're allowed to shake the plate. But if you want to pick up the plate and to take it somewhere else, so we said if you could shake it, you're not allowed to pick it up. You cannot shake it because you don't want the room to get dirty for different reasons. You're allowed to pick up the plate and take it somewhere else. Tiltul min atzad. We said the reason I'm picking up the plate has to be letzarich mekoymoy. I need a room. I want to change the tablecloth. But letzarich hamukta was also. This was the second halacha we spoke about, and the third halacha we spoke about was that if you plan it before Shabbos, you put mukta on a stander, and you say, in Shabbos I will say I can't shake it, and I will have a heter to pick up the stander, you're not allowed to do it. If you plan, you're allowed to leave a pen on a stander before Shabbos, I'll dare to shake it in Shabbos. But if it's a matzah that in Shabbos you cannot shake it, and you're planning in Shabbos to pick up the stander and to take him somewhere else, Rab Kiveger zogs fiyosu. We said if you're not, if the mashal you have davar amuter and davar asur, then you don't have a problem. You leave chalas, it's different. This is the ma'aseh where we spoke. So some of the olim were asking, the ma'aseh, how you allow when you sweep your house, and the chaznish holds that the crumbs on the floor are mukzeh, it's not a graf shel rei. You can manage. Sometimes I'm old, manage a matzah. But when it's not a matzah, so the ma'aseh is mukzeh. All these are the floor of mukta. So you bring a shovel and you sweep it into the shovel. The mice, and then you pick up mukta biyadai. So to sweep with a shovel, to sweep it, as again it's tiltul min atzad with a stick, the taz we bring, the room will be clean and you're allowed to. But to pick it up with a shovel, how are you allowed to? To make back and forget the fish with chumre to sweep out till the kitchen and only then to pick up with a shovel. You have something anacha. The same thing. So the other one asking if you're allowed to really sweep with a shovel, and the same shot of different bachur were asking if you have like a juke in a room. So you take a piece of paper, you wait, he goes on the paper, and then you take him out. Again, the ma'aseh you're carrying mukta. That's a hagboy. But Kvegi says you're not allowed to do it lekatchile. So what is the heter? So the best thing is lemaisa if you're from when you sweep your house to put a dvar heter in the shovel. Then it doesn't become bossy. So if you all the cheshbonos we said, b'chai gavna you're allowed to do it. What? For sure. You have to know. But if you cannot do it, the Shmir Shabbos told me today. As the reason Klal Yisrael do it, Melamed Zchus Ashtikl, is that they hold that as Tesis and Kuf Chof Gimel says that the Efshar Dini and Acher Mamish, and when someone eats on the table, he puts the pits inside the plate and then he picks up the plate. So now he's causing himself to pick up the plate. So Tesis Frank the Kasha. Tesis says a person eating, you can't tell him to start to draw the pits on the floor. So when the massive in the house that is jukes of dirt, is the Efshar Binyan Acher? Normally, you're allowed to pick it up. But this is the reason the Sadaka Fisher says that if you don't have to pick it up, if you could just sweep it out, for sure it's better not to pick it up. normally dirt of Chaznish says is not Grav Shel Rei. Grav Shel Rei has to be mamish ugly. A bug, I'm not sure it's scary, I don't know if it's Grav Shel Rei. The whole pile of dirt, you have to know what is the shear. If it's broken glass, then it's not. There's a Mishnevur, there's a Heter, Chazal will matter. Chazal that people can get damaged, Chazal will matter to pick it up. Glass, broken glass, Mishnevur says you'll have to pick up when you need the glass. Oh, so this really we'll get now. Today I want to speak about two things, really. One was Tepe Mukta. We have to get you to the pockets. We'll get to them yet. And another, Kol is the Gezach, I was so stuck in this Chadash today, for Chidushim, I don't know, there's a lot of people are Nichshon on it, so we'll try a stick of the Mesadr. Lemaise, we learn the Baal, Bitter Kli Mechonoi, Tiltun Min Atzad, the Gufoi, pushing, picking up the, preparing the fridge, all these different aloch. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, as when we spoke to Gabi the fridge, Chaim Kanievsky said, as my shver is machmur to take out of the door, chumo yaseir, you don't have to listen to my shver. That's what Sari Gaman and Yeshiva went to ask him last week. So that even in the Mayas of Eliashiv is machmur to take out the mukis and the sides of the fridge before Shabbos, because when you open the fridge, chitum and atzad will be spoke. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, so chumo yaseir, with all the reasons we spoke last time, without nish machmur. Today we're going to speak about mukze Kli shemelachtoi le'isu. The halacha is kli shemelachtoi le'isu. You're allowed to pick him up le'tzayrech gufoi u'mekoyme. Le'tzayrech gufoi u'mekoyme. So there's three things we have to learn today. Vos heis kli shemelachtoi le'isu. And after we know what is heis kli shemelachtoi le'isu, vos heis le'tzayrech gufoi, vos heis le'tzayrech mekoyme, and pirtei adon. So, Kli Shemelachti Le'isur is three kinds. The Pirtei Adinim. The first kind, the normal kind, scissors, is a Kli Shemelachti Le'isur. Hammer is a Kli Shemelachti Le'isur. This is the Poshta Kli Shemelachti Le'isur. A pen is a Kli Shemelachti Le'isur. A Poshta Melachti Le'isur. These are three normal cases. Tape recorder, these are the first zachen and klishim melachti leisu. The second step, that is also, I'll put it in the first category, every path the Mishnah Berurah says is klishim melachti leisu. They pass in Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim, Mitzvah Yosef. It's not a man d'omar in the world that's not Mishnah. That's not in Chumut. When we speak Chumut, I say what it's Chumut. Well, it's Ikar Adin. A pot is mukta in Shabbos. Some people in their pot, they also store a lot of things. Instead of buying plastic containers, they save money. And in the fridge, you see, instead of plastic containers, a lot of pots. If it's roiv, it wins. But I think 90% of the people, they leave the chicken sometimes, instead of lazy, to put it in a different... I mean, you can't say that the pots are made for storing. No matter, pot is for cooking. Those haste klisha melachti leisu. Why exactly? One way is to say, a lot of times you put a fire and then you put the dish on. So do this thing in Shabbos. When the fire is on, to put a dish on the fire, that's the melacha de'raisu. Kli shemelachta le'isu. Some people say, even if normally people will say you put the pot and then you put on the fire, it's echad a kli shemelachta le'isu. The Mishnah Berurah passes is kli shemelachta le'isu. Frag the Mishnah Berurah, so how are you allowed to bring, if you bring food with a dish to the table, how are you allowed to take back in the dish? You don't need a room. Like the Mishnah Berurah, a dirty dish has a din of Grav Shel Rei. Okay, so maybe we'll go later to the practical part, we'll go back. But a dish is from the first normal Melachta Le'isu. He has some words in Afkamina. The portion of Afkamina is you have a lick, and you sink, all the dishes are getting wet. That's how you can tell Gufa Mekoyme. Gufa Mekoyme is, we'll see later, is I want to use the hammer to open it up. I want to play a game, and the hammer is bothering me. Oh, but for saving the hammer, this is nishkin gufay nishkin mekoyme. I will explain later. Gufay mekoyme is using it, not saving it. Saving it is mechamal itself, lashon hagemara. But this is normal practical nafkamina. People have a lot of dishes. Instead, they see it as a mess. They want to organize it a bit. The someone took off one dish, they got some mess inside the closet. A mess outside in the kitchen floor, maybe it's a mekaymer. You want a nice kitchen, it's disturbing you. But if in the closet of the dishes, to move things, dishes are mukta. But I've listened to it. I'm sorry. Pat. People think only the openers are mukta. It's for sure mukta opener. You have to know if the opener has a lot of these tin openers, have like a little knetch, and you can open the little bottles also. You have to know if you really use it for both. But most of the people today, the cloud, only the beer maybe comes in with a bottle. Most of the bottles come with screws. So the mele, normally the says klish melachti lisu. Well, you could use it also, but every dish is klish melachti lisu. It's a melachti lisu. If you hold it out to open in Shabbos, maybe it's mutter. No, it's not a portion. A lot of places can say, Zachlan is only a chumre, even if you make it not to do it, it doesn't give it a din of melachti lisu. Yeah. But I'm saying, lemaise, it could be, you have to be nizer in it, because even if some people hold it's mamish deraisa, there's different countries that people hold it's mutter. So, we'll not go into that. This is the poshta klish melachti lisu. The second melachti leisu, that's already machlekes rishonim, is a candle, the glass of the candle. The glass of the candle. It's a kli shemelachti leisu. Even that lemaise, this glass doesn't do no averes. You put oil inside and you put a little candle. The door of the car, it's melachti leisu. It's for protecting the car of driving. So you have the door there that when you drive, nothing will happen to you. Years later, he claimed maybe it's also to protect that no one will steal the chairs when you're not there. Well, no, the doors have a lot of reasons. But the melachti le'isur is a zach that the Easter is inside it. The Easter cannot go without that. This is for protecting the Easter. Those days, eichad aklisha melachti le'isur. Ner, of kidei gezor, a wallet. With a wallet, you do the garnish. You put money inside. A pocket that is used to have money inside is a klisha melachti leisa. Again, maybe you're allowed to be open the car if you need to take something out of the car. You have to get through. But then closing the car is like Rosh Hashanah. We'll get to how to, if you forgot things in the car on Shabbos and you need them. When you close the car, could be you have to do it kilach hayat. Speaking of a car that doesn't have light. What? It's broken. But dasi be'etzem, all these melachti le'isu be'etzem are strange, because be'etzem you're not doing melachti le'isu. But because the isu is there, does eichad heis klisha melachti le'isu. They even say, Lamashal, if you have a candle, a lot of people have around the candles as a glass box. They light the candles inside. They open the box, they close the box. So a lot of places can say, you're not allowed to open and close this box in Shabbos, even when the candles are off. Because it's klisha melachti leisu. So you're allowed to open it because you're trying to get into it. But to close it already, if it's disturbing you in the kitchen, in the passage, when you want to walk near it, the mashal is machmirim that say the same reason you're not allowed to close the door of the oven after you took out the food in Shabbos. Because the oven is a klisha melachti leisu. If you need to pass there. But we see closing a door, when we spoke last time, could be it's much less ma'isa tiltul. It's not a real tiltul. It's only moving. It's a tiltul min atzad. It's not really picking up. So we'll get the doors. But you have to know that the machmirim, this aloche, when after they open the oven, it's all mekoymer. When they close the oven, kilachayad. In Nebrak, the machmirim never close the oven with their hand. What? No, but they're not doing it at tzarech hamukta. They're doing it at tzarech mekoymer. It's tiltul min atzad because it's for sure tiltul min atzad. It will happen at tzad because the door has for sure the madrege of tiltul min atzad. Because you're not doing it to protect, you're not doing it for the mukta. It doesn't have the head of the Torah Mekoyim what we're speaking about now. Lachti le'isu. But you're not doing it to Torah Mekoyim. But we'll get, the doors we'll get. I just want to madgish the second time is klisha melachta l'isur, the hainu zachim that are protecting the isur, that they are made for having the isur inside them. All of these things have a aloch of klisha melachta l'isur. Say in doors, the ikar hadin, door of a car for sure. An oven, some people say nish mamish melachta l'isur, or the chazal when it goes around ovens. And, but I'm saying the machmir really will be makpir when you close the oven, also to close the kilach ha'yad. This is the second kind of melachta l'isur. But on doors we're not speaking. Of a chutzal door, candles, mefushim, agnavrom, wallets, all these things are considered klisha melach tili isu. The third kind of melach tili isu is a phone book. A phone book in Shabbos is a klisha melach tili isu, because people use the phone book for looking numbers for calling up. Even if some people use the phone book for finding addresses, over 99% of the people use the phone books for finding numbers for calling up. So this is already a bigger chiddush in klisha melach tili isu. It's not aveira alei. It's not receiving the mukta inside it. It's used for using it for mukta. Aber das eichet heis klisha melach tili isu. The Moshe Shemazal brings down a knife of a butcher that he cuts every time the meat to sell this meat. Not for using for a private house. He cuts big pieces with it for selling. It's eichet klisha melach tili isu, because it's made the whole time for schoira. What? For baking. But there it could be not only baking, mushroom, after you have something hot on the side, you will also use it. You're using it for taking off the fire. Okay, I think most of the people in the world use it to take off the fire, not to put in the fire. Normally when you put in the fire, it's not so hot yet. So it's a klisha melach tili isu. You have to matkish every time for what it's made. I'm saying we have the three madregas. Now we have to know, the first madrega is lekule alma. The second madrega is machlekes rishayim. It's for sure that lefi the rishayim that are matter in the second madrega, they'll be matter in the third madrega. So meikar aloche, all of these three kinds of klisha melach tili isu have a aloche of klisha melach tili isu. Sai isu alei, sai receiving the isu, and sai that you use these things only when you do isuri. Oh, now you want to use the address? Tzor b'kayim. Tzor gufa, not b'kayim. Tzor gufa. Last Shabbos I was in Bnei Brak. I needed a phone book. Someone gave me like this top floor. I came down. I asked for a phone book. First he was sure maybe I'm using the phone. So I told him no. He told me I'm a mutzah. I told him I need to find the address. I need to visit someone in Bnei Brak. I don't know where he lives. Tzor gufa. And after I have it in the hand, he said to me, "Shabura says I'm allowed to put it where I want." So I looked at the address and then I asked him where he wanted to put his match. This is the halacha. That's Nishama Meiris in the halacha. What? It's Klisha Melach Tili Isu from me. It's made for food. But again, it's Tzerech Gufa Yim Ekoyim Ayav Yim Mutter. Check book is Klisha Melach Tili Isu, for sure. There's Mamash Klisha Melach Tili Isu. You write on it. This is very... Under the second, under the first Madrega. Also, it's chayyur, but writing is the reis, it's chayyur is the rabbanon. This is the halach. That's the verse of the din. Klisha melach tili isu letzerich gufo yu mekoymo yu zmuto. So first we have to know, is the Mishne Brure, no one knows the mekoy, why is I found it in your rabbi? Mishne Brure says, if you don't need, please don't use it. Tzor gufo yu mekoymo. Im efshar beloize, Get a eitzah. This is the Mishneh and Shin Chet Liv Gimel. The Mishneh Brura does not assign no mokum. Is there a rabbi like that? That the Teich HaDvarim is mashma like this in a real rabbi. But the Ramesh Feinstein says that the Mishneh Brura means if you have a knife, if you have a nut opener, if you have a hammer, that's a Zayin HaRoshah. But is the Moshe the hammer is on the table, and the nut opener, chveis, you have to go to a neighbor. The Mishneh Brura didn't mean, please don't use it. Mishneh Brura meant, if it's mamish, b'shove, ma'oid, 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 kal. That's not the Moshe. Ma'oid, ma'oid, kal. aber das ist nicht mehr heute, mehr kaum, was wir Moshe wie mehr. Nein, der Moshe ist Mekel, wenn ich die Wurde habe, ich kann glauben, mein Teuer, dann darf ich machen, wo wir von dem Moshe. So, das ist gut, wenn wir können, ist gut. Now, before we know what it's gut, wenn wir können, kommt auf schon eine Samen in Eurebach in Pläsach hier. It's for sure on the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah. And this is what Bochim asked last week. I have a pen on this standard. I want to use the standard. The halacha that happens every week in the yeshiva. I have a pen on the standard. I want to use the standard. What you will do, Shabbos? He says, check it off. I will tell him, pick it up and take it off. So it's Gufay Mekayimai. Last week I said, I was thinking about taking it off, and everyone said, so it's Gufay Mekayimai. Pick it up. So Shlom Zamer, Klavisrael checks it off, right? I'll send you a second. I'm sure I told me Shabbos, I'm Shabbos. Right. What? Rebbe from Mishra. So the shaila is, the stack is going. So Klavisrael check it off. Why Klavisrael check it off? So Shlom Zamer had a tzad, that even though you're allowed to, but check it off is niyu, is tiltu min atzad, is all the easy ways of tiltu that we discussed the last weeks. Maybe, as even the Mishnah Berurah says, if you could be a good yid and don't use it, if you don't need to make that tiltu min atzad, if you don't need to make tiltu with tzad gufa in mekayma, just don't do it. Do niyu. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman bring a tehillah ledovi, that is mefurish, that is no inyan to make a tiltum in a tzad, either to check it off, or to push it with your hand. If you need to go for a mekaymoy, you go over, you pick it up, and you take it out. Das ist der Halach. Man darf nicht suchen niu, man darf nicht suchen tiltum in a tzad. If you need, you go, you pick it up, and you're allowed. So you ask me again, so why Klal Yisrael doesn't do it? You will not have oymus to do it, right? Why you will not do it? So first, people don't do it for three reasons. First, they're not sure what is malachti v'isur. Maybe is more muktzes, mius. We didn't speak about the other muktzes yet. The Bible never spoke about muktzes. We just spoke how to move the muktzes. Is machmas mius? Is machmas chisaron kiz? I don't know. The best thing to get out of it is just to make a niur and finish. This is one reason. It really comes from Ramagatsa. People are scared. They don't know exactly what is this muktzes. Another thing is, people don't know what is Tzolch HaMekoymoy. In a second we'll explain what is Tzolch HaMekoymoy. People are not sure, maybe I really don't need the Mekoy, maybe I am. So they said the best thing is I will shake it. Shake it up your aloha is no problem. Mutal HaKadchila, we said. There's no Indian Natu. Sure, Begufa is no problem for the Mishnah Berurah. He told me, I asked, when Mishnah didn't shy this on Mukhtse, what would I log of the Biskarov? That time we're getting them. He told me, ich weiß ein Sach. Bei uns ist du, mir nicht getrocknet Muktzach in Shabbos. Mir nicht getrocknet Muktzach, weiß ich, als Sache hätte ich, bei uns mir gewusst, Muktzach you don't touch. Also bei uns in der Haus los. We don't touch Muktzach. Ich weiß nicht, der Zeug, ich weiß nicht, you have a problem. Aber Muktzach we don't touch. Das ist unsere Anlage. Muktzach we don't touch. Aber ich sage, bei uns there's no reason not to pick it up. Now, what is Tzarech Gufayim Mekoyim? So, Gufayim, we said, is very posh. Gufayim is to use it. Not to protect it. If you scare someone will steal it, you're not allowed to move it. You have to come to the Eterim of last week. Push it with your body, push it with a stick. The Ander was nicht gerät heim. This is, but Gufayim means to use it. I want to use it. Chazal what matter is, I want to use it to open it up. I want to find the address. I want to drink with it. I want to open a tin. I want to use it. Das ist Zerich Gufa. Das ist Zerich Mekoyma. So the normal Zerich Mekoyma is, I want to put a Gemara on a standard, and it's disturbing. That's the first Zerich Mekoyma. Or we said, Lamashe, someone has Mukte, or Melachti Leisu, on his table. He wants to change the tablecloth. He can't change it. It's disturbing him. He can't pick up. So he's allowed to pick up the muktzah to change the tablecloth. Maybe Lachmas have more problems. the song kiss, people are mad on it, people don't do different things in life, they express it either. But then you have a scissor on the table, you want to change the tablecloth. So go for him, I can't use the place. Yeah, I want to put a new tablecloth. It's disturbing me. I'm allowed to pick it up. This is Pasha to say Tzarech Mekoyim. The argument of Tzarech Mekoyim, now, if Shem Zalman came, it's another finish. And Marshall, some people don't touch newspapers in Shabbos. The cipher was Macbeth, because you're not allowed to read it, because all that is Mukhtar, newspaper. So even didn't pick up newspapers in Shabbos. Only Kilah Hayat. He was scared for Mukhtar. Now you have newspapers on the couch. Your wife read it. Read it. By her, but they might she reads, it's not mukta by her, it's pashut, yeah? But only if you, if someone, it's not easier to be makbid not to move but to read. If you read the newspaper, it's not mukta. But the whole idea that it's mukta is because you can't read it. But you're makbid, but you it's mukta. You come into the room, and you know, in 5 minutes, bochim are coming. So you can have 5 newspapers on the couch. You want to take it in. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman from his arm, does Echad hate Tzarech Mekoyim. You can't use the room with newspapers. So you're fixing, even if no one will sit on the couch, all the Bachman fans sit around the table. But you can't. Does hate Tzarech Mekoyim. It's similar to what Shlomo Zalman said, that, you know, if your parents have a sukkah and sukkahs, and they have 5 guests sitting in the sukkah, and you want to go to sleep, you have a small sukkah, you know, it's only one bed. Embarrassed to come with pajamas to sleep in. Shlomo Zalman says you could sleep in the house. As they believe it, sir, is flies. Shtet in aloche, and it's time for them in a sukkah. So Shlomo Zalman, these are big flies. Yitushim gdoyim. Shtet in Shlomo Zalman, those are big flies. They're disturbing me to sleep, I'm embarrassed from them. So Shlomo Zalman, that's not what disturbed. I can't bring in guests when this is here. And that's like Shlomo Zalman. Not everyone was masculine. Some people hold Tzach Bekoyim means this place I need. Even if you want to say Muhammad, Moshe Feinstein says, you only could say Muhammad Shlomo Zalman in the case like you have a big pot. You know, you can't bring guests inside. They're not trying to sit on the table. You're not trying to serve them. It's disturbing the room. But what would it be if it's not Shabbos? You have a pen on the table. It's not Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman was more noita even this to call Tzarech Mekoyim. I want to sit here. I need the table. The Moshe says, no, that's how you can serve the Kohen. That's the case you don't want to see the Mukhtar. This is basically the reason the Chalek and the first of Shlomo Zalman. When you don't want the newspapers in the room, it's not that you want empty space on the couch. If the Moshe, you have a very nice lettuce couch, you want the whole world to see your couch. So then every piece on the couch, even though not sitting there, it's serve the Kohen. I want the world to see my couch. But it's not that the people are going to sit on the couch. And not that I want the show on the couch. I don't want them to see the newspapers. But the Moshe, the smoke that's not Shabbos dig doesn't make it mutter. Shlomo Zalman says, okay, Shabbos dig, also Shlomo Zalman wants to say that it's mutter. But this he could hear the chumur. Here he says, I can't use the other part of the room because I can't bring in guests when there's a newspaper here. If the guests will come, I'll just go to the different room. I'm embarrassed to bring them in here. So it's disturbing the chefs of the room. But it's dakis. So this is what I'm saying. In these cases, this is the problem, Moshe, you have a pen. I understand this. Sometimes you could learn. Please, a pen, a Shabbos, and my standard. You're getting all nervous from the matzah. You don't know what to do exactly. You want to move it off. It's not the portion of Moshe. I could put a pen here. The Gemara takes normally 50% of the standard. No problem. Please, I can't learn. Machmachmah Meshuggah to learn with a pen. But mainly, people are not so sure to say itself with Kinder. This is the reason you're doing the right thing. Not every time a pen disturbs. Lo yitzur, you're not choshish to gezel, nish to yuchis ha-shabbos ha-veda, nish to Shabbos. You're not sure if you'll move the pen. It's a piece of paper when you come. You just put the Gemara down. But no, during the week, you're scared ha-shabbos ha-veda. First, you don't think it's not over the pen. Then you're nervous mukhtar. But it's not real disturbing. The mukhtar, the pen is not bechefza disturbing. There's a reason, and the same thing, all these things, it's not supposed every time, vos peis tzorch mekoyim or not. This is the reason you have to really, I'm saying, when you do it, let's say it's good for you. You have to scratch yourself with a pen, it's good. But again, the Mishnah Berurah said, Lekatchile, don't do it, scratch with your finger. But the answer, if you come to a room, you want to scratch yourself, you pick up a pen, it's no problem, that is it. I like to say, Oh, Lam Chumas, but it's mutter, and this is mutter. This is mutter. It's again, not the Shatz of Mukta, the ganze Zeit. Again, it's a good for you, but it's mutter.
Is that the captain?
One minute. Just
understand
every time it's mutter because that's Latzach Makoymer. When I move the stander, I need a stander. So I'm allowed to move. I'm not even until the Minatzad. Every time I'm allowed to move it. So yeah, I'm sorry. This is the Iker Aloch. Now, was another Aloch today, was a big argument in the Bismedosh. Again, I'll show you, maybe tell me we have to learn tomorrow again to check it. What a garbage. So we spoke with you a couple of times that a garbage can is mukta and Shabbos, people don't know it. It's mamish, a isu, like eating basal b'chol of the Rabbanon. To move a garbage can in Shabbos is a isu of the Rabbanon. We spoke when it's full. If you have place in your Porsche, you're not allowed to empty out the bag. It's mamish mukta. English for Shabbos is matter. We said it's only in the case that you don't have where to put garbage. Because be'etzim, garbage is mukta in Shabbos. So there are matter for you to take it out from the room to the porch. Or to take it from the porch outside, there's no heter. There's no heter. It's mamish carrying mukta in Shabbos. Same thing to move a garbage bag. A garbage can into the front room to pour the food into it. There's no side in the wall that is mutter. Right? That's what we spoke. An empty garbage bag. Box. It's mukterna. A clean, nice garbage box. Can. It's mukterna. What? You use it. So the Shmir Shabbos Kirchhoff brings out that if it's clean, it doesn't have a din of Grav Shel Rei, it's nice. Grav Shel Rei in the old days was a tap that you couldn't clean. Then they make it from strong plastic. If it's clean, it's clean. It doesn't. Mele, mutter letaltele. Came the oil in the country mismatch. In time is mutter letaltele, but it's made for garbage. So like we said, that everything that is made for mukta, like a wallet, is melakti leisul, it's also. So the garbage can has to be also. Has to be mukta. Klish melakti leisul. Klish melakti leisul. So they started to say maybe, I mean, in his house he uses the garbage bag for more things. It was different shtiklachter. So I called him up tonight, not before I came, and he said, "Lamais and Mechutz in the state of Shmir Shabbos, and tomorrow already we will fix it." But Mutar Letaltele, Rak Letzerech Gufo in the Kodesh. Rak Letzerech Gufo in the Kodesh. But the problem is, I'm saying this is a new chumra that divides. Mamash, I'm only Mamash these minutes thinking about it. If he's right, so if someone has garbage bag, so if he uses his garbage bag also for more things, some people use the garbage bag for garbage. I don't know the matzah, because the matzah sometimes when you need a bag, you're taking the garbage bag, the garbage bag select, the kitchen lets to take, to get permission to use his bag for more things. I don't know the gather. But if garbage bags are miyuchet for garbage, so the garbage bags before are also mukta. Again, it's a gufay mekoyme, you're allowed to take it, put it in the pail for having more garbage. But sometimes, you know, you come to the kitchen and the area near the garbage bag, it's a bissel balagando. You took a little sandwich bag, and the garbage bags are moving out of place. So if you want to organize it to look a bit nicer. So nishkin tzar gufay, nishkin tzar mekoyme, you're not be allowed to do it. I said, if you use garbage bags for different things, it's a klisha melachti leisu. No, so then a klisha melachti leheter veleisu is not mukta. So I said, the shalabon means miyuchat for garbage. I said, the garbage companies also know that people do buy it for different things. So I said, this I don't know the good. I didn't speak it out to no one yet, but it's a big chumra. People have garbage bags all over the place. This is for sure. If before Shabbos you put Valheter in it, if you start to put blankets or pillows, there's no suffering there, it's not a problem. So I'm thinking you have the pile of the garbage bags. If we say that a garbage bag, hey, Sklishim Alachtin Yisu, so it could be a big problem. I'm saying, on a garbage bag, you already got a Psak, Sklishim Alachtin Yisu, or it's a Gufim Mekoimel. But the Shaila will be, this time can see the Shaila, what will be with garbage bag? And this is the Psak, Zerish Shaila Tzibir Choyim Lamo, it's Nish Mistata, אבל הוא היה בהלוכה זה כלי שמלאכתי לאיס again, it's like it, number two, it's not number one but also number two, למעשה, we pass in number two, hey, smukta we're not making a number two kli, kis, all these things we pass in that are mukta. But even if you're not masking in the garbage bag, if you will find a similar garbage bag, say exactly that the kula avar can see the garbage bag, even for mukta, it's for sure awesome. The Moshe, you're asking what? I remember when I was a kid, my parents, they had in the sink as a little metal and they put all the dirt in. When you finish, you throw it out. Inside the sink is like a metal, I don't know how you call it here. You have another one inside the sink. Yeah, not a little one. Like in the side, like a little garbage. So this is Krishna Rakhti Leisu. A lot of times, after you finish the wash, you know, it doesn't, normally the platz is in the corner of the sink. Normal mixed people have it in the side of the sink. Sometimes when you finish to organize the kitchen there, it's in the middle of the sink. If you're sure that this is clogged, you're not allowed to put your hands to move it to the side. Can I have? Well, then I'm going to do it. I would not to move it. You're moving a Krishna Rakhti Leisu. Because there you put the garbage, the dirt. This halacha is halacha b'ayin mitzuya. I'm saying, for sure, a person has to misragel all these achim, so he has mukta and you're not allowed to touch them. This is one thing I want to speak of mukta. The second thing is really, it's not a mukta, I just kind of was Isaac today in the shtickle. So I will try a bit to give the picture flow. And we'll see, I see a lot of people, mamash, don't know, even noch the ganze balagandas in Yivet, don't know exactly flow, the ma'ase, and the way it was. I was not so much, now I don't know, but then I declared the noyuch hashavi so much. Our balagandas told us, we'll have noyuch, we'll show the zalman, we'll aswing, use a crackpot and Shabbos. Shemzalman called him up if he could learn the Sugya Be'im and to come over to discuss it. So if I'm asking to learn the Sugya Be'im and to come over with him, and like this, me and my charism do the whole roots of your glider. We went a week to learn the Sugya back and forth, and we prepared a letter. I have here the letter to go to Shemzalman. Shemzalman promised us he will learn Be'im in the letter, of Negev, and he will be chosen. We got to the hospital 12:15. Which was on the last contract, I don't recall, it was 12:05, 10 minutes before we came. We had an appointment, we came 10 minutes, we missed it. And some of the Zaha were talking these palaces. Some people are Mahmoud, some people are not Mahmoud. Some things were not these palaces, as Mamish Yisurim Gmurim that everyone does it every Shabbos. And the course, a couple of Shabbos that people asked me this week, so I just was, again, my eye in a shtickle, so I will try a shtickle to give over a claw, the ganze mass of matin. I don't know what happened from them, people added people, but this was claw then, was from the Zalman, and then it was, the shoyl was Rav Rubin, was living a floor on top of me, also I sat with him the whole week then. And back and forth, this part is Yosef what came up. I'll try to give the picture claw, just halzach kop, we'll go through quick all the agdomis, and we'll go straight into the problem. There's two main shittas in Aloche, legabi leaving things on the fire in Shabbos. Shita Samechaber, that's the shita from the Sfardim, the Iker. In the Iker shita, the first shita we call it in Shulchan Aruch holds, you're not allowed to leave on an open fire in Shabbos Nasi. Only if it's mitztamek v'raloi v'nisbashir kol tzorkov. Now I know a ready kugel, that it's ready for sure, finished. And if it will get burned, you will lose the kugel. But if not, it's also to leave it on the fire. A chunk, you're not allowed to leave on the fire. On an open fire. Only mitztamek v'ralo. If it's gold v'kotu, if the fire is covered, you're allowed to. Then even a chunk, even mitztamek v'yofeloi, even if it's half cooked, but if it's not covered, you're not allowed to. The second sheet of holes, no. If it's Michael ben Dusai, it's a third, a half, you're allowed to leave it even on an open fire. These are the two shittas we have. The first shita holds an open fire out is also only mitztamek v'ralo, which you might not have as a chazachim. But if you have a blech, it's okay. The second shita holds, if it's Michael ben Dusai, you don't need a blech. How we paskin la'aloche? We paskin kimat. Mishnah Berurah says we pass in the Chazanish says for sure we pass like that, that you don't need to have a blech. If it's shlish bishul, you're allowed to leave it on the fire. This is the first shita. This is what we pass in. The Mishnah Berurah says we have to be choishish to the first shita and not to leave on an open fire, only if it's mevushal kaltzalkoi, not to leave. Choishish to the first shita. So again, the first shita holds you're not allowed to leave nothing, only if it's mitzvah v'ralei or it's gold v'kotum. The second shita holds you're allowed to leave everything on the fire. So it's the third cook. Me'ikar al din we pass like the second shita. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to machmir like the first shita. Chazanish says you don't have to be machmir. So this is legabe leaving on the fire. Came the Chazanish, so you have to know that this is 50% of Klal Yisrael hold that a blech doesn't consider the groof of the ketubah. As a 50% of Klal Yisrael hold, I'm not speaking on a hot plate, first I'm speaking on a blech. 50% of Klal Yisrael hold that a blech is not considered as Eta Chazanish, is Meir Aloch El Maise, it's not considered Guf of Iktuba. Again, it's like the Chazanish, so what? We leave an open fire. We pass it like the second Shita. Shul Zalman says, a blech hates the gold because. Why Klal Yisrael put a blech? Because they want to go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Fidu Chazanish, why people climb the car for the blech? For our blech, with a blech, it's the same thing. This is the first yadir you have to know. The second halacha says, this is leaving in Shabbos. Putting back in Shabbos, if you took it off, when it's in your hand, all these halachas, we're not going today to Shiva at Monday. When you're allowed to put it back, you're holding it on your hand, if you're allowed to put it back in the fire or not. The halacha is, if it's gov v'kotub, you're allowed to, and an open fire, you're not allowed to. This is likule al. You're only allowed to put back on a cover fire. Not on a cover fire, you're not allowed to put back. Men al fide chazanish, on a blech, you're not allowed to put back. There's no way to take off a chunk to put it back. Fide chazanish. So go, only if you put different ages, you put a different part. Part on a part. As they pass in the chazanish, if Nebrak, no one takes off the fire in Shabbos. How they steal chum? The chazanish has a kula b'ilchus megis, and you're allowed to steal chum. We pass in the Shabbos, holds it so they rise it, without taking off the fire. But as they the chazanish holds, if you took it off, you can't put it back. The Mishnah holds, we pass in, a blech hates gold of the kotub. Man, if you took it off, you're allowed to put it back. So the halacha for us is very simple. A blech is gold of the kotum, you're allowed to leave what you want. Michael ben Dulsoy is no problem, and you're allowed to put it back. Fidei Chazanish is like an open fire. So you're allowed to leave Michael ben Dulsoy, but if you left it, you're not allowed to put it back. If you took it off, you're not allowed to put it back. Now we're coming to a half plate. The Chazanish says a half plate is Mishkan gold of the kotum. This is the way of cooking. Again, you're allowed to leave it, you're not allowed to put it back. Shlomo Zalman said, the Chazanish meant a different kind of hot plate. Our kind of hot plate, the Chazanish also meant that it's mutter, because it's not made for cooking. In a way, it's worse than a blech. A blech is fire and a piece of metal. A hot plate, this is the way of the fire. And you know, today the Modernish mention have already new ovens. As I know, I don't know how you call them even. So there's no fire there, you just press the button, it gets red. So no one will say that it's not fire. Someone will say it's a gold v'kotum. Gold v'kotum is a glass on top. This is the fire. So maybe the Chazanish hold that a blech, a hot plate, this is the fire. The hot plate is the fire. So from the Zalman, it's only places that you could cook at. Our hot plate, Heis Mishkan HaZach that you could cook at. Chazanish would see our hot plate, he will also be mad. Say it. So the Shul Zalman ties that even if the Chazanish likes, it's better to use a hot plate and to put back. What? Why? Not a half. Crack pot. That's for sure. This is what I'm speaking about. The warmer, yeah, the pasta one. The pasta one. The Chazanishikis have a problem because they don't use electricity, so they have a problem to use this egg, but they're stuck. The Etzem. So these are the klora halachas. These are the four chidushim. You're allowed to leave on an open fire. If you're the second shita, we pass them like that. If you're the fifth shita, you're not allowed to. Shabbos says that Katrina not to leave an open fire, but we pass him. Meikar Aviv you're allowed to. A blech, the Fidei Chazish is an open fire, which he holds, we pass like the second shita. We hold a blech as like a closed fire, maybe we yoytze all the shitas. We hold you allowed to put back in a blech, allowed to put on a hot plate. Fidei Chazish, it's a problem. This is the Aloha Arivah.
Good.
Kumar Rav Shlomo Zalman had said, this is before the story of the cracker. Because I'm giving the history of Klal Yisrael. The Kumar Rav Shlomo Zalman had said, this is a normal hot plate. A crash pot, le kule alme, is open fire. Because you're cooking it. It's a pot. So you're cooking it. It's mamash a kli bishul. Does haste fire. Does haste nish can go for cooking. Mele, to put in a crack pot, if out no silver foil, just to leave in the crack pot, so, lepidah chazanish, you'll be allowed to. Because you're allowed to leave on an open fire. Lepidah mishnabura, you're not yoytza all the shittas. Because like a tchilu, you have to have go over cotton. It's better to put a plech, to put a crack pot. A crack pot is leaving on an open fire. Okay, the mishnabura says, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to leave on an open fire. You saw once someone cries or leaves on an open fire? No. Because we want to be yoytza the mishnabura that says to be choyshesh not to leave on an open fire. The chefzer, this metal is fire. As they this new electric thing that everyone masses that it's fire. Yeah, another thing also. I'm saying, if you want to be yoytza to the fish. First shit, all in the stomach for Rabbi. We do it in the Bible. Aloha, what are they going to have to wait, we'll get, first we're speaking, what was before Chidushim. Another thing that is also la aloha the maiz when you stole in the Kula Alma, to put, if you took out the crackpot in Shabbos to take chum, is no way to put it back. Because this is chazore, an open fire. If you took out a dish to put him back, it's chazorah and open fire. Even with the evidence, if you did it, the chant is nesar bechil.
Why is the crack pot considered like an overgrown hot plate?
Because it's made for cooking. No, oh, made for hot plate is not made for this. If hot plate is made for warm cooking, Shlomo Zalman says he never said it's mutter. So it's like awesome. If you manage to convince me, so you're not allowed to use a hot plate anymore. What? Yeah. But it's the place that is, every time is like that. Every fire was cooked before Shabbos, you leave it to get warm. But this dialogue is that is made for cooking, haste the fire. The Chazdish said even a hot plate. A hot plate is a fire. I asked you the new one, I don't know how you call them. Is that a fire? You allowed to cook during Shabbos? That's a fire. Fire doesn't have to be red and yellow. Fire is yellow, Zahdan cooks. Chaznish came and spoke about it. Hakniyah Hashmoli Shemivashel Dinu Ke'esh Mamish. Tum Shem Zalman said, he didn't speak in our hot place. They're not made for cooking. Everyone knows that's only for warming. No place to cook with them. But if you have a crack plate that it cooks, that's the Nishav Shem Zalman. That's the Kula Alme.
The crack that don't go around.
No, Shai, that's not make a difference. No. It's much harder. It's much harder. It's not the same thing. Why people buy these little things and don't buy big hot plates? This thing is a special hat. The Chazanish spoke on the old crack pot. They had about Kiraim Chashmaliyot, they called it. It was like two brands, two burnt, like two crack pots. Put on a little oven together. This is fire. This is no tzad in the world to be matter to put back. Say, if you did it and you didn't know the aloha, if you put it back, you're also not allowed to eat it in Shabbos. And a mistake. If you put it back in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. If it's also for the whole family or not, it's a shayla. And the problem was this Shabbos in the place. The Balabus was finally here, you know, he gave everyone, put it back. So, no more Shabbos. Also, so for a Golish. This is not negated to the Balagan of the crackpot. The people will show, yeah, crap is mutter, so people will mock me. It's a big mistake. This and Malazabel. Now, another reason and Malazabel the cloud. Now, so what do people say? Okay, the same. So for this we have an eight, so we'll put silver for it. We'll mock him as gold with a cotton. The Chaznish says silver for is goldish. The same Chaznish said that even a blech is goldish. Why a blech is goldish? Not the Chaznish, it's the heat state. Chazal made group of the Ketubah, you put sand, the whole matzah gets spoiled, it almost goes off. There's a hecker. People know that, you know, you start to shut off the fire. Here you put a very nice fire, you put it on, it's a garbage. What? No? That's like the Chazanish. But maybe even we cholik at the Chazanish, because we hold a blech, it's a piece of metal, it makes it much cooler. But we start to put a little silver foil inside the crack pot, the fit of Chazanish, the kula alma el mala dabel that it's also. But maybe if you machzir in Shabbos, fit of Chazanish, it's also me'achile. Even later fit of Chazanish, a little piece of silver foil, shvel to gleibin that it will help. I mean a light silver foil. A noble, it's better American silver foil, and it's good. It's not a hacker. It has to be mitzanin. When the Zaman says the blech, no one cooks. People take off the blech. The blech disturbs the cooking. This little sulfur doesn't make no difference. Maybe a little sulfur, even at Rebleib Gulwitz was matured and gated, but the Shvel, the same like them, a little sulfur is mamish as they be gulwitz.
If people take off the blech, we will give them the blech, because that's not the way
to
cook.
Right, this is what Shlomo Zalman says. But Shlomo says a blech is not a way of cooking. A silver foil, a little stuck silver foil, there no one sees it. You can't say that's not a way of cooking. Well, something. If a silver foil fell inside and you don't decide to take it out, you'll leave it also. No one will leave a blech when he's cooking in the meal. Now another thing, Shlomo Zalman says that even in a blech, if you put on a blech, and then you decide to change the heat. The fires, Shlomo Zalman says, take off the fire, take off the blech, and put it out again. If you play with the button after the blech is on, Shlomo Zalman says, the Hainish can go over the kotel. Fakat, you made fire after it. So some people put the crack pot in. Then before Shabbos, they turn the button ahead, turn the button in. The Eitzah is only, even if the people don't want it, is to put the before Shabbos to make it on the right heat. Even the people that want to not listen to us, make it in a silver foil, is to take it out, to play with the button, to put a silver foil, and then to put it in. It's very hard when it's hot, but I have to do it.
What?
Yeah, this is almost like you're not allowed to play with the fire after. It's all real. No, no, it's like not practical. It's very hard to organize a silver foil inside when it's hot. People think, people that don't know about it, before they start to cook, they put the silver foil in, 5 hours before showers like this, then they do like this. Yeah, that's the guy. If you say like a silver foil. I'm trying to speak, and the real, I'm saying, we're speaking before chumras, now we're speaking in Zachar, that the fascist is a isur achil if you don't do it.
The crack pot in the hot plate works on a thermostat. That means when you take the pot off, then it senses there's no heat, and it heats up again, so the heat comes on and take it off.
No, normally it doesn't happen straight away, these thermostats. The heat stays, it takes 5-10 minutes till there's a reaction to the thermostat. If the Matthias is that it takes, if it's straight away, you're not allowed to take it off in Shabbos, then you're Mechabit. I'm saying, Al-Kohan, we're not speaking of that, but straight away is a reaction that shuts it. Because then you're allowed. But it takes time. It's not Miyad, it's a Gromit. I was nothing honest. Yeah, I know what you mean. No, I can't, but I don't know if the track record has it. I'm saying, you know, did it do it to save this kid that someone will pick up the pot and forget to close the button and you put your hand and you'll burn yourself. So the new law is mechayev when you do these ovens, and when the pot is off, it has to have an electric eye that closes the... But this is not... And this is part of technical... what I know, anyway. But this is the mitzvah.
Mine is so far work on
the track record. I will not eat. Not only will I not do it, I will not eat the matzah. I'll share the mitzvah. It's for sure more chomer than shvi. No sharing about it. No, the mechayish is. No, the fin of chazanish is also. Shvi is also the fin of chazanish. It's also the fin of chazanish. Chazanish, for sure. You want to be making maybe leil fin of chazanish. I'm saying even leil fin of chazanish, the sulfur for lechol is not it's gone. We speak of chazal. We speak of chazal. Yeah. The bar, right? Ain't a chalami. The bar. What? Now, there's one more problem in Chazor, even if you say that silver foil helps, even if silver foil helps, Lemaisa doesn't help, because in Shulchan Aruch state in Siman Reishin and Gimel, Sif Aleph, that you see inside, Kupach, is a kind of pot, the time of the Gemara. No one knows what it was, The very good history, Kufa was a cracker. It was built like a cracker. It was made as that dish, has coals in the bottom, and as a mokim shpisas ktei ra'achat. The new Mishnah is in the back, gives a picture of a kupach. It's not much better like a picture of a cracker. And kupach states in Shulchan Aruch, that even if it's gold, the kotum is isul chazor ha'bishabit. So maybe even if you have a silver foil, it doesn't help. אז אין וואי גזיר אוטו טאנו רבא כך כך רוצו חזר לי גזיר מלא פסקה שמרשה בסקיר חוסו that even if silver foil has gold because even if you're not making all these times that we tried against silver foil to put back into a crack pot you're over on the Yisro Chazor of Kupach not a flapple not a flapple not a flapple what? I don't use a crack pot I'm scared but we didn't get to the problem. This is Chazorah that is also Likule Halve. This Lemaise on all of the Chumre, what? Yeah. But you could put it for the whole Shabbos. For the whole Shabbos you could put it. This? Wait, but even if silver is gold because of it, I would say it's a kupach and it doesn't help. Okay, this is ikaradi. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman came with a chumrah. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that crackpot has another problem. Isur atmon. Is the Isur Atmona in Dovar HaMoisi Peder. Now, this thing was a big shayla. And the Etzem, Klal Yisrael really gnev tachon that the shayla starts from Atmona. Most of the people know the Etzem, if you want to show you the letters, the most letters of Shlomo Zalman were Shehiyah, Chazoreh, was different problems the Etzem. After, wait, one second. Is the Isur Atmona in Shabbos. Now, Klal Yisrael gnev tachon maybe we'll just get a small akdomen. As a machlek is mechaber and ramot. What is atmoni? Shitas a mechaber is found in atmoni b'mikzah shmei atmoni. Then if you have the bottom part, and maybe even you have to have one little centimeter around the size, heis atmoni. The ramot ask if you have to have atmoni b'kulet. So if it is found in, when I say it's a poshet, there's no way a spider could even crack that in Shabbos, because it's atmoni b'dobar ha-moisit hevel, and he can't put it before Shabbos. It's over on Isra Atmona. Sure not. Shabbos, but the Eved Atmona, we're going to the. So if it was made for him or not, but the Eved. A Sfardi doesn't have a head to use it. Now, the Ashkenazim are saying in the Ramah, and the Ramah said you have to have a smaller bikulah. Now, Klal Yisrael netzachon aleyom, kulah means from all four sides. This is what everyone knows. You put out, a beer is not colored from the four sides, so he's just going to have what? Are they Klal Yisrael genetzachon? Rav Shlomo Zalman came in that chidush and said, no. In atmona, in adobar ha-moisif hevel, even if it's roiv, the bottom and roiv of the sides, se'echen heist atmone. The dover amoisif hevel, even atmone, sides, and roiv of the sides together, se'echen isu. There's a lot of mishnebrus fakel. There's a lot of stiris about it. I was not ready to go duch all the rayas. But it's a machlek, it was a stir in chayodo. One place the chayodo is mashma roiv, one place is mashma kuloi. So they wanted to say, Roy is the Dover HaMoisif Hevel, Kulo is Eile HaMoisif Hevel. As I said, Rabbi Lutam in Sefer HaYosho, Ruboi, it's better a Prima Godin already that has a suffix, if you don't cover the top, Sheheis Atmona B'Kulo Yona. It's covering the bottom sides, and the top is not covered. So Rabbi Yashi passes la aloche that if the top is only not covered, then it's heis atzmona bedavar amoisi zeder. This is not negiah to the shine of crack, but it's every atzmona. Bottom and sides till the top mamish, the primogodim is mistapik in them, and Mishnah Berurah is mashma for sure that it's mutter. But Rabbi Yashi is choishes to the sofik of the primogodim, and Rabbi Yashi holds that if the top is not covered, it's awesome. And the size, this was the machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman wanted the aser, and there's hundreds of rais that is mutter. Hundreds. One of the rais is a rad. When the rad shlugs like the shittas, the Rashi brings the raya that atzmona b'miktzas is also like the sfardim. He says because if it's on top, how you take out the pot? You know, it's cold. How you touch them in Shabbos? It's like the ritva. You don't know that it's all. They made a new patent. In that days it was like the new place that the top of the cover has like a lid that you could pick up. In the old days, they never had this idea to have something on top to pick up. So he says that you can have coals and guns and pick it up. So we see that they understand it, that it's covered on top of guns. And they were asking Akash, if you have to have it covered in guns, and how you move the coals and Shabbos to open the oven. And the Rikmah told us, no, as even as Israel, they have it on the lid, they have it as a handle, and you pick up on the handle and you take it off. And as there is the Mishnah Berurah says, Kulo imamesh tovu the zataz. There's a lot of riots. It's very, very schwer to say. And as they passions of Shazana in different places of Mechiah, that you have to have a tzmala b'kule. So basically, if we have in different places, it's serious. If you have to have a tzmala b'kule, it's not a problem. If you have to have a tzmala b'miktas, it's also, but over a mitzvah of heaven, it's also. So this crack part has to be also. This is one reason that Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to ask it as a tzmala. The second reason they wanted to ask it, Rav Moshe and Tshuva says that if the area of the food is covered completely, this heis kule. So the shayla is, if the chunk is not till the top, so they have a tzad, this heis kule. Also not supposed, because the ma'aseh said the top is open. Shayla, what exactly Rav Moshe meant when the place of the food is covered completely? What? It's a little bit. The case was, the Gemara had a case that people took a pipe from the Kinneret, the water, and they put that pipe in Chami Tverya to warm it up for Shabbos. Now the pipe had two entrances going out, and even so, the Gemara says that it's awesome. It's like the Moshe, but it's not covered completely. It's a place the water goes and the water comes out. That's the Moshe, but under the water, the whole food is under the water. Yeah, but then it's different. Everything is under the water, even if it's a. But when you have a crack, when you have the top, who the Moshe never meant to ask? What? If it's still the size. The Moshe says another thing, that if the food is deep, the Moshe means to say like this, if you have this size, Moshe of heaven, and the food is only at the bottom, it's for sure considered covered. What is the shiur exactly for the Moshe? No one knows. But the Moshe and Tshuva said that not every time it has to be from all over. There's a small little amount of food in the middle, and it's covering the sides, it's also awesome. So these were the reasons that people wanted to answer it as a tzmona b'miktas. When we spoke to Shlomo Zalman himself, was mashma, Shlomo Zalman didn't mean to change Klal Yisrael aloche, that a tzmona b'rubay will be also. Klal Yisrael knows that tzmona b'kuloy is also. Shlomo Zalman holds that the ganze kuloy is with clothes, with hot things, but with remets, with coals themselves, animal d'gzeres, shemo yatmin b'remet. Remetz alei is anders. This is mucha from a lot of rais. That this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman meant. Remetz alei is anders. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman gave an eitzah. He told this person, the person who lived in Shari Chesed, make a metal pach. Go here, he went here, the guy opposite Kalin. He did it for him. He made as a pach, you know, from metal, like a blech. I put the blech inside the crack pot, and inside that put the crack pot. This is the eitzah Rav Shlomo Zalman told that person to do. A blech inside the crack pot. So he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, so the blech also got hot. So it's vital mercy to heaven. So what you gain? So I said, yeah, but it's not so hot. It's not so hot. He more meant that fire alone from roiv, it's nice at money. Because I'll say, if you matmin bekuloi, so gzeiro shemoyatmin beremet. And you'll become choyte begicholi. But when you matmin beremetz alein, Chazal asked even beroy. Lemaisa b'shem zalman lemaisa was not choyzer, lemaisa he was aser. So the figure b'shem zalman lemaisa, if you don't have this pach, this metal, or Rav Meivitz says that even if you take this Pesach silver for it, it's very strong, the stomach of Shem Zalman also was matmin. So this is a man told me himself, Shem Zalman told me to go for this pach, and to make it, but Rav Meivitz says a very Pesach silver for it is also matmin. So the film Shem Zalman, the Maisa al Tzatzmane, it's also to leave it before Shabbos. If you put this blech, it's gold v'kotum. But gold v'kotum doesn't help the teichon. So Rabbi Yashiv told us, if you use that big blech, it's not considered even teichon. So I'm the matzav in Gansan. This is even helps Legabi to leave it before Shabbos day. Even though we said it's a problem, and to put it back. Yeah, but this is only if you have this heavy, heavy metal. So, kumtai sazay. That if you have a thick thing, like Rabbi Zalman said, then Rabbi Zalman said that it's mutter. But again, if the pashas, it's also to machzir. Of Nevin holds also to be machzir. Even with a thick, thick metal. What? Oh, so this one is a white house, right? Model, it's also hot. It's not mamish the cool. What? I know, this is the one of the riots, this was what we were planning, I'll show you later, this was the letter from Shem Zalman, the Manashah, if you hold such money, what you said, what you meant, back and forth, doesn't make sense. Yeah, this was our question. This is our, the first question. I'll show you having the list of the questions to him. The letter. But 1 second, so if you have the big metal, you're allowed to leave it before Shabbos there, even if it is foundry, because it's gold v'kotum. And it could be it's not even atmada b'miktas, I'm not sure. Shvetz is not going to finish in atmada b'miktas. But in the silver foil, if it is found in its vital also, it's atmada b'miktas. The double amazif hevel, it's also if it is found. If Rebbe Yashiv gave a different answer. Rebbe Yashiv gave an answer to put stones at the bottom of the crack pot, that it lifts it up. So maybe it's a bichlal mishkin atmada. Why? It's open on top, open on the bottom, and when it's a bit high, normally it doesn't touch the side, so it's a bichlal nishken atmone. Legabi chazore, I'm not sure if it will help. The stone. Because again, it's ain't a go over kotum. If you put the big pot, Rabbi Yashi said, so maybe it's mafkiya the Shem Keli. Okay, but no one has this. That would be practical. No one uses it. No one, and then I think maybe I know 5 people that made this pot. And then we're trying to decide with Aloch and Amai. Yeah. But people use more this thick silver foil. The thick silver foil maybe helps for Atmane, but it doesn't help for Chazal and Bichlal. Because it doesn't maskir the Shem Keli. Gov Kotem doesn't help, because we said in the Kupach doesn't help Gov Kotem. It doesn't help the Kupach. The Rak also is not a Gov Kotem. You maskir. Moshe Bura says it's Isur Chazor, even if you don't put it inside the oven. You put it on top of the oven, it's also Isur Chazor.
I can't say Rak in a class.
No, that's the Chazal, but Chazal doesn't say that. Chazal doesn't go over Kotem. Suruful, I don't understand. So I'm saying, to be Machzir, I don't understand how a person has the Oymetz to be Machzir. If he's a Tzfardi, he doesn't have no Tzfard to use a crack pot. What? But this is Nishkin Atmoneh, and the top is open. Also, the Yashiv says when it's on stones, it doesn't touch the sides. It's the tzitzis of it. The crack pot is made, it goes around, it's practical. What?
Everyone's
masking
with
the kupach? It was masking from Rabbi Yashiv that he was masking. Rav Meir said it's poshut that it's a kupach. So I'm saying, we didn't manage, I said. But I'm saying, lemaisa kupach is a, to be masking is no way, shehiya, if it's not covered, if it's Mishnah Berurah, it's roi not to do it. For sure, someone zuchtu mechabit Shabbat. Mishnah Berurah says, only to be masking, and I go over kotum. Klal Yisrael, we're knowing, ala deir, it's over lablech. If you use a crack, but you're against the meaning of Klal Yisrael. You mash on the Zachman Zayin to go over Kotov. It's not mutter. If you're the first sheet, that's also. Chazor is also. If you have, I'm saying, to leave it there, the whole Shabbos, then you have only the problem of Atzmoneh, that this is the Machlek is a Poiskim, of Shemazam and Aser. If you want to be Mekel, it's other to use of Shemazam and school, to use a medal. other to use stones. Rav David Feinstein says, Rav Moshe said, that is mutter, and there's no problem with that money.
Which
way? It's to put it inside.
Yeah.
It's not clear if Rav Moshe spoke with a sulfur or not a sulfur. He just remembers spell that Rav Moshe said, there's no problem with that money. What? No one asked him the Gabi Chazor. No one asked Rav Moshe the Gabi Chazor. What? To leave it before Shabbos, but not to put back.
The ashes,
not to put back. To put back is a chazorah. Chazorah is also. Now you have to know that chazorah is also. Someone b'di'evet made a tmona before Shabbos could be b'di'evet is mutar to eat. But it's an issur to make a tmona in Shabbos b'kul alme it's moshu l'chavot. So even if you make it like Rav Shmuel Zalman, you say Atmona, I'm saying that Rav Moshe is Mishkan Atmona. But this was from before Shabbos. But to be Machzor in Shabbos, to be Machzor in Shabbos, it's awesome. But I heard today, by Mr. Anaya Zach, I heard that a lot of Yidden don't like to wash the crackpot after Shabbos. So they put a plastic bag inside the crackpot. And they put a chunt inside the plastic bag. That's what I heard today. So the vial, I'm going to tell you, the chur, this is mamish, a shayla for the mafti. This is also gomo, I'm going to tell you. The mafti is the bag inside the crack pot. A new atmona. It's atmona, the plastic bag inside the dish. That's on every dish. Why is that atmona? Because it's cooking here. But here you have the chunk in a bag.
This is about,
I'm telling you, someone asked me tonight, I never knew that people do it. So they called them up, I told them, I looked at the strings of the Indian already again. The Moshe, if someone has a chunk, and he has a kishke inside, so some people don't like the kishke, sometimes gets lost, it runs all over. Some people use a silver foil, they put it inside. So as Machlek is a place if it's Isra Atmana or not, because you claim the kishke inside the chunk. So Shmuel Shabbos is Machlek La'alocha, you have to make holes in the silver foil. If not, he's Isur Atmona, the kishke inside the chunt. Some people put noodles, some his father put rice, his father the chunt, put rice. There's different people. Some people put eggs, and they put them like in bags. Rav Shmuel Zalman was mistaken in it. He had a tzadah, it's not Atmona, because you're not doing it for putting the kishke inside the chunt. You're doing it that the kishke will not roll out. Normal Atmona is, you have the food, you madly in the food. Not that you madly in the food. If you leave it open, I'm saying, and outside, you put it outside the pot, and you close the pot, then it's mutter. Why? Because it's only at one end of the side. The top, the pot doesn't touch the food. If you tie it and you close it, so the whole bag is considered tumbling inside. It's not considered tumbling inside. And even though we said there's a lot of machlekes, even tumbling the ruboy, but b'chayigam, the kula alma, you could be maker. We know the signs that in Ein Zach, and this is my shvel this week, the Givaldi Kepshat, one of the Kadmonim, I don't know from who, forgot the name, the Gizok Pshat, as Yaakov, Esau, come to Yaakov, to Yitzchok, a better brocha. Yitzchok, Yaakov, come to Rai, dressed up like Esau, tells him, Yitala Shabbai, Vashavecho, Vashavdehot, kommt da rein Esau, noch ein Minut. Ich sage, wo gehen wir noch? Ich will eigentlich noch brauchen. Ich sage, I'm sorry, your brother came. Mit alle Schumayim Samachti. Mit Gana Horish Nusati. Ich will nicht kommen, mein Esau nicht. I gave it over. Ich sage, Esau, a brauche, ach, was ich nicht kommen. Wo gehen wir noch? Gam Obi. Gam Obi. Gam Obi. Ich sage, 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 ich I gave it to your brother. Oh, you finally only have one? No. He knew what is Esau. No one. El Yimei, he will give the Gashmius to Esau and the Ruchmius to Yaakov. Esau will be the supporter of Klal Yisrael. He was zeichet to Elam Habib and did Tamach in Dei Reise. Yaakov will sit and learn. He will prepare the food. Then Ein Reis is Shushmus. Then Givaldik. It's good for Esau. Esau is not made for learning. He's made for supporting Yaakov. When Esav comes in, Yaakov dressed up, tells him, "Mitala Shemayim Meshavech, Om Shemdeos, Dovah Mitirosh," and Yichlal doesn't speak anything about Mokhmitz. Only later on, when Yaakov Avinu goes to Pan Nahom, he tells him, "Rosh Lecho Eretz, Vigorecho Eretz, Avrov, Yisrael Yaakov," and the beginning of the Chalish gets Mokhmitz. Food and Dovah Mitirosh. Kunt Esav Arayim. אני הייתי בחורך סקרן כבוס כמנטון I gave him the gash and he's called me as Fadir Zigonish when I know what to give you Yaakov doesn't need you anymore he has money himself when I'll give you money what you'll do with this money Yaakov doesn't need money he has money look Esau הברוכה אחסי לחורתי do men see no אין ברוכה by dir alter is the same as ach by me money the same money is also a good reason You think, but Yaakov has money. Why to give you money? To what? I like money for money. Habrocha achasi mechorami. See, ain't brocha badim. It's gashmis and it's rufias. Zog Yitzchak barazei, mitar ha-shamayim meshavech, onem onem. See, that's argonish. You think I called you to give you food? To give you a brocha to be a rich person? You think rich by me takes a place, Yichlal? You think rich by me is chashivas? Not again, the vod my kinder? When does it's gonish? See, vertas, it's vertas ha-piastelish. I was planning to give you tamach in the rice, and I can't give you. Yaakov doesn't need you. Aber also, willst du das? Nebu, nebu, nebu. So that's not gorish. It doesn't cost me to give you as a broche. Don't think about the broche as Yaakov gewend Esau. Aber Yitzchok, by hand, alle broches, alle mitar ha-shamayim, alle chashivas from the ganze world, is vertach gorish. The only chashivas of the world is the tzerich ha-teire. This is obviously, this is ba'etan, the ganze chinuch from the ganze parasha. Esau, Yaakov Avinu dreht sich mit Esau die ganze Zeit. For sure, Mr. Yaakov wants to buy it from the time he's a kid. But he never managed to convince Esau to sell it. Take $1 million. Garnished. He never managed. One time Esau comes home hungry because they boom, look, you want to sell the buy it. And what will be if Esau will not come then? So Mr. Yaakov, the ganze Zeit, was trying to convince Esau to sell it. Aber the tell it is, Esau knew what is buy it. Esau didn't plan to sell it. Then he's given as a hungry man is bulmus. Vayokum vayelech vayilez is abchoy. Chazal vayim the Yisoy. Eitza for sure was never masked to sell the prayer to Yaakov normal. See Yaakov made a shvur, he knew Eitza will change his mind when he finishes. Aber when Sikum Tataiva, now he needs to go with his friend. Now he needs to go to sleep. Now he has to do something. Even though he knows that's nicht der richtige Sache zu tun, aber b'shas Tataiva, alle cheshvayim is geit away. If Chayra is really Choshu, Teire is the end of the Matora for the ganze world, so even Mishas HaTayra, no one can convince him. The Teire is Megala Esau's problem. Esau commands, Vav is Eichet Choshu. It's not Choshu, it's the Teire. Now he's hungry. Lu Yetzuya, out is top of the Teire, out is Choshu is from Teire. Even when you have a Teire, you can't be convinced of the Chakel. And here Esau fell. Vahiv is a Chayra. Eh, Chodak is a problem. When he got up. Well, the mistake was, a person cannot fight time. You have a cheshit not to learn. You can't convince yourself not, no, I want to learn. It's still a cheshit that everyone is going to somewhere. And it's not, you have to go home. There's no stopping. The way to stop it is to machshiv the Torah. As they be Yitzchok, as Mishgehad at Sabbath, the Andor Zach and Belzach. For sure we like money. But for Torah. Our man Yitzchok didn't know what to bet Jesus. Yaakov doesn't need money. What do you need money for? Stop! So, Michlan is gebrochen. As the Zeus can get him to Shefa.